Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me. Wake up,
breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Michelle.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, hello, hello out there. It is Mind for Monday. Yay, yay, the Rams house. What did you guys think about that game yesterday? Was that something to see? And at halftime, I'm telling you, Beethoven was playing a different kind of song out there yesterday. It was wonderful. I love football. If I was not there present, but I had a good seat, okay, because I was running that ball up and down in my living room, and I was screaming sack, sack, and calling those calls, okay? I love football. But that was very, very interesting. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Rams. Champs, champs, champs. This whole city is all about champs, including each and every one of us out here. I had pasta, pizza, barbecue, booze, wings and things, okay? Just yelling and screaming. And you know, I never in my life have seen so many Lure jets and limousines parked in those areas that I saw for the past 4 days. I mean, the persons were in here. Los Angeles was booming. It was great. Congratulations again. I am so glad that there was no uglies going on out there. People were enjoying themselves. They were having a great time. This evening, we're going to be talking about love because I want to wish each and every one of you a happy Valentine's Day. Yes, romance, intimacy. And if you don't have a Valentine out there, go to the mirror and ask yourself to be your Valentine. You know, love always starts with you. We're going to be talking about the first love this evening. Play your little music. Tiffany with an eye, if she's not still eating those chocolates and sipping on those martinis out there, we have to celebrate. Tiffany with an eye is going to come in with us. You know, I see it, I do it, I get it done. And we're going to be on here short and sweet because we both have some things to do. And I'd like to share this with you. Love, love is very important. I have so many flower boutiques that came over here to me. I had to set up a file so that I could remember who sent them all. You see, when you are about love and you start loving yourself, you receive love. So we're going to play this, and then we're going to bring Miss Tiffany with an eye on. Happy Valentine's Day. The first love is all about you.
It would be easier to take the wet from water.
But love is joined together, and I'll share this with you. A shallow person will only have shallow relationships. Real love is not one person clinging to another. It can only be fostered between two strong people secure in their individuality. The author of The Little Prince wrote in a work called Wind, Sand, and Stars, love is not two people gazing at each other, but two people looking ahead together in the same direction. Keep that in mind. It's all about love. And we have Miss Tiffany with an I See It, Get It Done, Completed on the line with us this evening. And we all move in the same direction here. We're waking up with Linda McShann. And I'm just going to welcome her in and say, Tiffany, are you with us this evening?
I am. How are you, Linda? Happy Valentine's Day to all those listeners out there and yourself.
Well, thank you. Same to you, darling. I don't know how many boxes of dark chocolate you've had, but I've had about three of them over here. I'm about dark chocolate out. I'm going to ruin my dinner. It's going to be a little late one, but I'm getting ready. That's why we're going to make this short and sweet this evening. But I title this The First Love, and I'm going to turn it over to you, Tiffany, but before I do that, I'd like to say again, thank you for caring and sharing with us here. You know, we know you're a busy lady. So I'm just going to sit back and let you take it over. What is the first love? How you want to talk to us about that? What is it? What's love?
You know, I always say first love is yourself.
Ah.
And it is so important to love yourself. And today I, you know, listened to some motivational videos or looked at some motivational videos, and all of them were talking about loving yourself first. Because when you love yourself, you can give love to other people. Loving yourself and taking care of yourself. And that's what I enjoy so much about being on the show, is that you share and care, but you also share and care about taking care of yourself. And that's important. So very, very important. And we can all get bogged down in whatever event of the month, you know, whatever activities are going on with our families. But as a mother, especially, take care of yourself. As a wife, take care of yourself. Just as a woman, take care of yourself. You know what I mean? We all should take care of ourselves, but I think women in particularly sometimes forget and put themselves on the back burner and take care of everybody first. So you have to remember, without us, the show doesn't go on the road.
That's true.
As well as it can, but it doesn't go on as well. So, you know, love yourself. Take care of yourself. Do those baths. You know, when Stephanie talks about, you know, she talked about the heart chakra not too long ago, and she was talking about putting rose petals in the bath and the rose oil and the salt and the meditation. You know, do that for yourself because you deserve it.
Definitely.
You know, I think
definitely.
I think everybody deserves self-care. So that would be the first love,
okay.
is loving thyself first.
So what you're saying is you have to love yourself, and that way it opens you up to continue to love others because you really understand what it is. And it's so, how can I put this? I'm feeling a cough coming on here. Let me just.
You were not at the Super Bowl yesterday, were you?
Oh, no, I did not go out there, but I had the listeners laughing because I was in the living room running that ball, okay? I was hollering, sacking, and making those calls. You know, I'm a football lady, and I love football, but I just did not go out there and join them. I had family members come in, but excuse
me. All that yelling, all that cheering.
Yeah, the cash in that ticket and send me the money, okay? But it was exciting. It was great. You know, the city was happy. The people were happy. And, you know, yeah, yelling and screaming. And we did some yelling over here. So if I horse out on you, I have to cough a little bit. Please understand me because I was calling those calls out there, okay? I had to make sure. And if I would have been in that stadium, they would have been kicking me off that field because I'm telling you I would have been down there trying to run that ball, okay? I am a football lady. To go through with that, but it's still about going back into the love. You know, I love myself that much. It was a bit too many people out there for me, and the ticket prices was a bit too high. Other things to do, but kudos to those who could get in here and do it. A dream of a lifetime, you know, on that bucket list, but I didn't want that to be the last thing on my list, so I just decided to kind of like lay low and chill out. Family members, so we going to bring you in. I said, tell you what, take that ticket, cash it, and send me the cash, okay? That'll make me real happy over here. It's really not that serious, but it was a great thing. And then right after, you know, then we celebrate this day of romance. It's all about loving. Those people love the L.A. Rams. They love L.A. I know some persons were coming in, Tiffany, leaving cities that had 23 degrees. I say we won't be able to get them up out that beach, okay? And the weather was beautiful. The city was beautiful. But, you know, it was just like good energy and that halftime. Beethoven played a different kind of song up there yesterday, okay? Okay, yeah, he played a different kind of song, but it was good. It was high energy. It was different. It was an awakening. It was like empowering, you know. It was just everything was just good. It was all about good and happiness. You saw a lot of love out there. And that's what the most important thing is. We don't need Valentine's Day. And I really don't know the full history of Valentine's. I get different stories, but I know that it's a big day. And it's a big commercial day, and we love flowers and rose petals and chocolate. I can eat that every week and have that every week. But it's a thing of the love that we have to put out there. And right back to the topic, the first love, as you say, must be yourself. Because if you don't love yourself, you don't recognize it, and you don't know how to give it. And when you give love, you will always get love back, okay? Always. Sometimes you get a lot of other stuff back, but the love that returns back to you outweighs that ugly, if I can say it that way, you know. So it's always about giving the love, being love, and standing in love that makes Christians. So the title out here, The First Love, and you answered it. You gave me exactly what I was looking for, because it is you. It all starts with you out here. And we must keep that in mind to, you know, we have to keep ourselves balanced, as Stephanie said. Now, mentioning love, this Friday, that's on the 18th, her organization will be having a Grown and Sexy event. I think I gave you that information, and I'll say it again. And it's through Black Women for Wellness. It will be intimacy relationships. It's going to be virtual. I don't know if they've closed out, but for those who might be able to sneak in, you would go to wwla.org and go to events, Grown and Sexy. It's going to be something very, very interesting, because they talk about topics that a lot of times we don't discuss, and there will be an excellent speaker there. So this coming Friday, what we're going to do, listeners, we're going to be at Grown and Sexy, so we're going to tell you what we found out on Friday, and we'll bring it to you next Monday. So hopefully, if your schedule permits, Tiffany Witt and I, we'd like to have you join us on that. I know you like to find it out Friday, but you like that Mind for Monday because you give us that information that we have to have. And on that note, I'm going to give it back to you because, you know, Chatty Cathy can get it going on over here.
Oh, no, that's fine. You know how we flow. We just flow from one topic to another and discussion.
Isn't it fun?
So it's fun. So I, you know, if you have something more to say, it's okay. But that's interesting. It should be a fun event.
It's going to be fun. And I forgot to mention, she wants people to have in their background ambiance of romantic, like candles. And I think the ladies will wear red and the gentlemen will wear tuxedo. It's going to be nice, you know, rose petals, candles, a romantic ambiance. It's all about romance and intimacy. And I think she said it was for persons over 50. But then I mentioned, I said, well, what about the young ladies that is 20, 30, and 40? She said, well, they can attend also because, you know, both date older people, right? So it's going to be some good educational information that's going to be given on the 18th of February. So, again, go to wwla.org. Hopefully they have not closed out the registration. It is a free event, but it's going to be awesome. I just want to put that out there since we're talking about this romantic excitement, things that are happening, and we're not going to be too long on here because I know that you have things to do and I have things to do. But we could not come on and give the listeners something to be mindful of and tell them how much we love them, because it is all about love, love from us to them, from them to us, and to celebrate the L.A. Rams. You know, we just have to put it out there. Sometimes we short and sweet, and sometimes we carry it on out there. It just depends on the flow. So on that note, Tiffany, if you have something that you'd like to share to give us something to be mindful of, and we can just call it an evening.
Well, just so that everyone has a wonderful evening, as it is Valentine's Day, and know that you guys are loved here as listeners, and hopefully you're having great evenings with the ones you love.
Wow, I kind of like that. And on that note, I'm going to say to the listeners, I'm going to take us out with some music all the way through. But remember to love yourself. And if you love yourself, you will continue to be able to love other people. That's the way that it has to go out there. And another thing, when we stop speaking, everything ends. So we must talk about everything that matters. And everything matters, no matter how minute it would be. And especially when you're coming down to the subject of love, which carries and falls into many, many categories. But what we're going to leave you with this evening is to love yourself first. So therefore, you will continue to be able to love others. Happy Valentine's Day. Tiffany, we love you and enjoy your evening, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Have fun, everybody. Don't eat too many chocolate bonbons out there to give you a stomachache tomorrow. We love you.
Thank you. on, let's go back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, bless your heart, y'all. Come on. Happy feelings in the air. Touching people everywhere. Planted love and everything.
Right here.
Listen to the people sing.
Other positive.
We care, share, we love all through the land.